Chapter 24. Dawn's first pale light washed gently in over a calm sea. A lone gull's plaintive call echoed to the opening day. Skerum sat at the tiller, taking dog watch, the shortest duty as darkness gave way to light. The incorrigible young hare eyed his two companions, sleeping in the bows with the ship's rations between them. In the hope of waking Sagax and Kruver to make breakfast, as he was not allowed to touch the food, Skerum began composing a ditty and singing it aloud.
Oh, the life of a handsome young hare is sad, jolly sad, believe you me. With two rotten measly grub-swiping mates, he sails the blooming sea. He's considered rude if he begs for food, tut tut, that's far too bad. He's bossed by a notter who's naught but a rotter and a badger well known as a cad. Sing hey, fal-de-dee, sail hither and there. Spare a tear for a famished young hare. If this hare should die, would his comrades cry, what fat chance, I'd say. They'd cook skilly and duff, laugh hearty and rough, scoff puddin' and chortle all day. As for that pitiful staff, that chap, why they toss him over the side, where a rotten great shark, just for a lark, would be waiting with mouth open wide. Sing hey, Baldy-do, through storm and bad fogs, just look at them, snoring like hogs. So all you jolly young handsome hares, pay heed to my sad tale. Beware those blinking bounders who want to take you for a sail. They'll snigger and whoop as you pour his troop and make flaming insulting remarks. Just bid him farewell and hop into the sea, you're far better off with the sharks. Sing hey, Baldy-do, I still got my pride, so ignore me, 'cause I've just died.